first night on Mystery Island.
We had such a good night's sleep. Oh, it was so good. And we are so excited for everything that's going to happen today and all that we're going to learn about the one true God.
Do you know what? Yesterday, we just learned God is so great and we are so, so excited to learn more about this one true God. Also, in case you hadn't noticed, all kitted out in our gear. How do we look?
Yeah.
Well, Captain Crispy says he's going to take us surfing today, so we thought we'd come prepared.
He did.
Well,
that is interesting. I didn't think Captain Crispy could even swim.
Good morning, Islanders. How are you all today?
Well, good morning, Captain Crispy. Everybody good here? The Islanders were telling me that you're going to take them surfing today.
Ah, yes, that's for later on. But you know what I think we should do first of all? I think we should sing our Mystery Island song yet, and then they can go and find the new place on the map.
Ah, yes, and maybe all the Islanders at home can join in too. Let's go, guys.
Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hand.
Today?
Well, so we've been to Chameleon Cove.
Yes.
So next one, if we follow the lines, Octopus Inlet.
I know what that is, friends. Follow me. There we go. Octopus Inlet.
Don't get this. Look, there's another medallion.
Oh, what is it? What's...
It has an O on it.
Is it an O or is it a zero?
An O, an I think.
Oh, I wonder what an O could mean.
It's
very
strange.
For God.
Yeah, well, I think we should go over to the lighthouse. Calvin is over in the lighthouse today, and he can maybe tell us more about today's mystery clue.
But before we go over to the lighthouse, Islanders here and at home, prayer drill.
P-R-A-Y.
Lord, we thank you for Mystery Island and thank you for what we learnt about yesterday about the one true and living God. And Lord, we pray as we go over to Mystery Island now that you'll help Calvin and you'll help all the Islanders at home to listen and understand the mystery clue today and what we need to learn about this letter O. Amen.
Hi Islanders, welcome to the lighthouse again for a lesson today. Let's see what clues we can find from the O's that Matthew and Sarah found in Octopus Inlet today. There's three O's which stand for three words, And that's our three big words of today. Now, all the words start with omni. Now, omni just simply means all. So, all the words mean all something. Our first word is omniscient. Now, this means all-knowing. God knows everything. He knows all about us. God is omniscient. Our second word is omnipotent. That means God is all-powerful. God has power over all things. Remember, God created everything, so it's only right that he should have power over it all. He has power over all things all of the time. God is almighty. Our last word is omnipresent. Now, this means all-present. God is everywhere. But more than that, Islanders, God is everywhere all of the time at the same time. Isn't that amazing? Big omni words that tell us how almighty God is. He knows everything. He is all-powerful and he is everywhere. The Bible's full of accounts that tell us about these things. And we're going to look at one now. I'm going to tell you about a man called Jonah. Now, Jonah was a prophet. And a prophet was someone that received messages from God. And they were normally about events that would take place in the future. And because they were from God, and God is omniscient, he knows everything, they always came true. God had a message for Jonah to take to the people in a place called Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was not a very nice place, and Jonah was very nervous about this, because the message Jonah was going to take to Nineveh wasn't going to be a nice message. It was a message about judgment, about how if they didn't turn from their sin and begin trusting in God, that God would overthrow them and destroy their city. And Jonah was scared because he had heard how cruel and evil and wicked these people were. Jonah went to Joppa to get on a ship. But Islanders, the ship Jonah got on wasn't going to Nineveh where he was meant to go to. Instead, he got on the ship going way far away, going to nearly the furthest place that he could go to, a place called Tarshish. Jonah thought, I can't go to Nineveh. He was too nervous. He was too scared. But you know, he forgot one of our O words. God is omnipotent. God is all-powerful. God's even more powerful than the people of Nineveh. And Jonah shouldn't have been scared. But Jonah thought he could run away from God. Islanders, do you think that's possible? No, of course not. Because remember one of our other words? God is omnipresent. God is everywhere. It's not possible to run away from God. So let's find out what happened next. The Bible tells us in Jonah chapter 1, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. God sent this massive storm, and the ship was sailing along, and the sailors were so scared. And the Bible tells us that the sailors started throwing things out of the ship to try and lighten the load to stop it from sinking. And where do you think Jonah was? Jonah was sleeping. And, you know, all the sailors were praying to their gods, but their gods weren't omnipotent. Their gods weren't omnipresent. Their gods weren't omniscient. They didn't know, or they hadn't power, or they weren't everywhere. They were just gods of wood and stone, and they couldn't make any difference. So the sailor went down to Jonah and said, you need to pray to your God. And, you know, Jonah explained to the sailor what had happened, that he had run away from God. He had went in the opposite direction and disobeyed God. And that he told the sailors that this was all because of him that this was happening. And, you know, he told the sailors that the only way this could be stopped was if they threw him overboard. But the sailors didn't want to do that. They didn't want to throw an innocent man into the sea. So instead they got on and they started rowing and rowing and trying to get through the storm. But it was no good. They couldn't do it. Do you think that was the end of the story? Do you think God just let them have shipwreck? No. Jonah eventually persuaded them to throw him overboard. And do you know what happened as soon as that? The sea calmed. The wind died down. And there was no more waves. Just like that, it stopped. The storm stopped. And you know, this tells us about God being omnipotent. God being all-powerful. God has power that even the weather and the sea obey him. Isn't that amazing? But Islanders, that wasn't the end of the plan. Do you know, Jonah was in the sea and he was sinking down in the sea. But God had sent a great fish to be there at that very moment, that whenever Jonah was sinking down, the fish came and swallowed him up. And you know, even though Jonah had disobeyed God and he had run away from God and didn't do what God asked him, God just didn't forget about Jonah. And you know, we can disobey God and we do things we shouldn't do, But God doesn't just forget about us. He just doesn't leave us to do our own things. He still takes care of us, just as he took care of Jonah. So the fish swallowed Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. Can you imagine the smell? The water all around. The Bible tells us there was seaweed wrapped around his legs and things. It would have been terrible. But when Jonah was in that belly of the fish, he realised the wrong that he had done, and he asked God for forgiveness. And you know, Islanders, those of us that are Christians, none of us are perfect. We'll all do things we shouldn't do. But the Bible tells us that if we ask God to forgive us of our sins, that he'll do that for us. And that's what we should do when we do wrong things. And you know, Jonah prayed to God, and an amazing thing happened. The fish, the Bible says, that swallowed Jonah, vomited him out onto dry land. So all of a sudden, Jonah was on the beach again. He was on dry land. Isn't that amazing that even the fish obey God? But Islanders, remember, God created the fish. He's omnipotent. He's power over everything, all his creation. So we shouldn't be surprised that this, they obeyed him, but it is amazing that it did. And you know, Jonah went to Nineveh. And even though he was probably scared and things, and maybe he told the people of Nineveh about what had happened to him. And you know, we read in the Bible that the people of Nineveh repented. They stopped from their sinning and they followed after God. And do you think God judged them then? No, of course not. Because God's a loving God. And if we confess our sins to God, he'll forgive us. And that's exactly what God done. And instead, God didn't overthrow the city, because they started following after God. And, you know, it's the same for you and I, boys and girls. Those of us that aren't saved need to ask God for forgiveness for our sins and put our trust in him. And if we do that, he will save us, and he'll save us from our sins, and we'll be one of his children. And, you know, isn't this a great example about how God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere, all-present? God knows all about you. He knows all about me. You know, the Bible even tells us he knows how many hairs we have on our head. Isn't that amazing? And God is omnipresent. God is everywhere. That means God is always with us. And as a Christian, you know, we'll have hard times. Maybe you'll have someone in your family that's sick, or even maybe someone dies. But as a Christian, you can take great comfort in knowing that God's always with us. And God is omnipotent. God is all-powerful. He is the power over everything. And you know, boys and girls, God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross. And because of that, we can have our sins forgiven. If we pray to God, and you know, you don't have to do it in the normal holiday Bible club or in a church. You can do it right now in your home. If you pray to God to forgive you for your sins, and you're sorry for your sins, and you put your trust in him and believe in him, he'll take your sins away and you'll become a Christian. You'll become one of his children. And that's the only way, boys and girls, you can be saved. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. And I hope you remember our three words: omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. That's all from the Lighthouse today, boys and girls. Please come back tomorrow for another exciting lesson. Bye-bye.
Wow, that was amazing. I love learning about those big O words. What were they again? Omnipotent?
Mm-hmm.
Omniscient. And omnipresent.
So let me get this right. That means that God is all-knowing.
Omniscient.
All-present.
Omnipresent.
And all-powerful.
Omnipotent.
I also love the story about Jonah. I think it's class.
I love the lesson about Jonah in the Bible. God looked after Jonah, but he also taught him a very important lesson that you must always be obedient to God and his word.
Do you know what, Islanders? I feel another song coming on. Do you want to join in?
Yes!
Come listen to my tale of Jonah and the whale, way down in the middle of the ocean. But how did he get there? Whatever did he wear? Way down in the middle of the ocean. Preaching he should be at Nineveh, you see. He disobeyed, oh what a foolish notion. But God forgave his sin, salvation entered in, way down in the middle of the ocean. Come listen to my tale of Jonah and the whale, way down in the middle of the ocean. But how did he get there? Whatever did he wear? Way down in the middle of the ocean. Preaching he should be at Nineveh, you see.
home. Now,
do you know what we should do next, Islanders? I think we should learn another part to our memory verse.
Yes, of course, Captain Crispy. Now, do you remember where we left off yesterday?
So, was trust in the Lord.
With all thine heart.
Yeah, was that it?
Yes, good. Good job, guys. Well, the next bit says, and lean not onto thine own understanding.
Okay. That reminds me of the lesson that we heard today. Jonah, he didn't listen to God. He didn't trust God. He leaned on his own understanding. And look at the mess it got him into.
Yes, that's so true, Captain Crispy. We must always listen to God and God's word. Now, do you think we could say this verse all together from the start?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's give it a go.
Okay, yeah. After three. One, two, three.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Yeah, that's good. You guys are showing that you really can learn things from memory. I think we could try it again. What do you think?
Yes, let's take some words away this time.
Okay, after three. One, two, three.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Do you know what? I think we could even do it now with no words. What do you think?
But this is so much longer than yesterday.
We'll give it
a go. We'll give it a go.
Okay. One, two, three.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Excellent job, guys. An excellent job, Islanders at home.
Thank you for your help.
Now, remember, if you're learning the verse at home and you get somebody to record it, you can send it in to our email address, and it might feature on our Channel 2 show later tonight, Mystery Island The Extras.
Amazing.
And now we must go over to Rhonda in the deep sea crafts.
Let's go!
Woo! A craft!
Hello, Islanders. Welcome back to Deep Sea Crafts. I hope you have been listening really well today so far. I loved the lighthouse lesson with Calvin. Do you remember what he told us about today? He told us about a man called Jonah and how God looked after Jonah. But he also taught him a very important lesson, that we should always be obedient to God and his word. So today we are going to make a little craft about Jonah to help us to remember the story. So we're going to make a wheel with a little picture of Jonah on it. And you'll be able to turn your picture around so that it looks as if the wheel has swallowed Jonah. So let's get started. So again, you're going to need your Islanders craft pack. And inside, if you find the little bag which has Tuesday's bits and pieces in it, inside the bag you will find a picture of Jonah and a paper plate, a little eye sticker, and this little thing which is called a paper fastener. So those are the bits and pieces that you'll need today. You'll also need some colouring pencils or some felt tips or some crayons and some scissors and some sticky tape. So the first thing that we're going to do, if you take your picture of Jonah and your scissors and you're going to cut around that, there are some little dotty lines and you'll be able to cut around that so that it looks like a circle shape whenever you're finished. And then we're going to colour in the picture of Jonah as well. So that's our picture cut out. You can colour that in. Here's one that I coloured in earlier. And we'll set that down for a little minute while we sort out the paper plate. Now, when you get your paper plate, you'll notice that there are some lines drawn on it. You will need to colour in your paper plate first. I have used some blue paint on mine. You don't have to use paint. You can use crayons, colouring pencils, felt tips, whatever you want to use, and use whatever colour you want to as well. But just make sure that you can still see the lines on it. Then we're going to take scissors and we're going to cut out this part where the lines are. So we cut out really carefully, and this is really important. Don't throw out this part that you're going to cut out, because you're going to need it again in a little minute for part of your wheel. So I have my piece cut out here. And we are going to attach this onto our paper plate like this so that this looks like the whale's tail. So you'll need some glue or some sticky tape. Just put a little bit on the end. And we're going to press that down for a little minute so that it sticks on. So that's our tail. Now we need to put everything together. So if you go back to your picture of Jonah, you'll see there's a little black dot in the middle of it. And I'm going to use a little piece of blue tack to help me to make a hole in this. And you might need an adult to help. You need something sharp like a pencil. And just set that down and very carefully just make a little tiny hole in through your piece of card. Then you need to do the same with your paper plate. So to get the hole in the middle, if you set your circle down on top of your paper plate and just do a little mark through that with your pencil, and then you can use your blue tack for this as well. And that gives us a hole now to attach everything together. And we're going to take our paper fastener, put it through our paper plate. Make sure your picture faces up the way. And then we bend our paper fastener back. And the last thing we need to do is put the eye sticker on for our whale's eye. So we put that on above his mouth somewhere. And you have your whale made. And if you very carefully turn it round, you can see here is Jonah. And we keep pushing him round as the whale has swallowed him. So that's our craft finished for today. You also have another colouring in sheet that you can do. So if you have your whale craft done, we would love to see a picture of it. We would love to see pictures of your colouring in sheets as well. Remember, you can send those to us at our email address, which is hbc@ballybaptist.org. And if you don't have an Islander pack, don't worry. Have a look on our Facebook page and you'll find some other fun things there to do instead. Now, I think, Islanders, you should head back and see what Captain Crispy is up to. I wonder, has he taken Matthew and Sarah surfing yet? I'll see you tomorrow, Islanders. Bye.
Thanks, Rhonda. That's another amazing craft we've got today. And remember, Islanders at home, if you've made this craft, take a photograph and send it in, and it might feature on Mystery Island the extras later.
Oh, absolutely, Captain Crispy. And don't forget, we'll be picking 4 people every night on the extra show that will get special prizes.
Wow.
Sounds good. Captain Crispy, who have you got there?
This is Flip, the flapjack octopus. Meet Flip.
Hi, Flip.
Wow. Do you know where Flip lives?
Where?
Flip lives way down in the bottom of the ocean where it's so dark you couldn't see anything.
But how does he see?
Well, he's amazing. God made him so he can see, but you ought to know something more.
What?
God can even see Flip the flapjack octopus in the deep dark sea. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
So cool.
Oh, so Captain Crispy, you're going surfing today?
Ah, yes, Karen, we are. But do you want to hear a joke first of all?
Okay, here we go. I love your jokes.
Yes, so where do surfers go to school?
Oh, Captain Crispy, you may tell me, where do
they
surfers
go to the boarding school?
Oh. Okay.
I love Captain Crispy. Now, do you have any boards for this surfing?
Yeah, Matthew, a nice orange one for you. Sarah?
I get the wee one.
This one.
Oh, wow. And your boards, they all have O's on them. That can remind us of what we have been learning about today. God is omniscient. He is all-knowing. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. And he's omnipotent. He is all-powerful.
Yeah, we have so much to think about whenever we're surfing today. I think we should get going, guys.
Yeah, let's go.
Yes, thank you for joining us today. And don't forget to tune in to Mystery Island, the extra show, later tonight.
Bye.
Bye.